pierced my ears. He gave me the end ear promises for your family. So if you're not here this morning, the Lord gave me this morning 10 promises in the Word for you and your family. You may get a copy when you leave. For tonight, the Lord told me to remind you of few promises in closing this year. One of the first promise that you're going to find is in Psalms 145, verse 19. He will fulfill the desires of the heart of those who fear Him. Read it with me. He fulfills tell your neighbor, God will fulfill the desire of your heart. As long as you fear Him. Never forget. Huh? God will fulfill the desire of your heart. Promise number two. He will grant the desires of your heart. Psalms 21, verse 2. Watch this. Let's read it. You have granted him
the desires of his heart and have not withheld the request of his lips.
Tell somebody, God will not withhold the request of your lips. He will grant the desires of your heart. And you know what? Watch this. Brother preacher, give me the NLT here. Read it with me. For you have given him his heart desire. You have withheld nothing he requests. Make it personal. Something like this. For you have given Paul Santos his heart's desire. You have withheld nothing Paul requested. Put your name in there. God will not withhold anything that you have requested. Because He is a good God. He is the best of the best. He gets better. And this is what I want you to really think about it. God will always keep His promise. We found that in Deuteronomy 7, 9. God will always, always keep His promise. Listen to this. Let's read it. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God. God will keep His side of the bargain. Now, the Message Bible has it better. Watch this. Know this, God, your God, is God indeed. A God you can depend upon. Tell somebody, you can depend upon God. He keeps His covenant of loyal love with those who love Him and observe His commandments for 1,000 generations. Is a covenant-keeping God. Here comes another promise for you. When you and I learn to obey this God, to serve this God, to walk on the commandments of this God, prosperity will be on your way. I knew you would like that. Give them Job 36:11. Here we go. Read it with me. If they obey and serve Him, want you to look at somebody and say, I prophesy over your life.
I prophesy over your life.
That you spend the rest of your days
in prosperity
and contentment.
Amen.
You want to see how good it gets? Give him the NLT, brother. If they listen and obey God, they will be blessed with how long? And say amen.
Amen.
And the backslider translation is even better. Listen to this. If they obey and serve him, maybe you should tell somebody, God wanna give you a good life on the easy street. It's on the book. Amen?
Amen?
If you love your God and obey him, guess what? Love is on the way. Psalms 146, verse 8. Listen to this. The Lord gives sight to the blind. So somebody say, love is on your way. Now, does that other translation say something different? Well, let's see the NLT. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are way down. The Lord loves the godly. Tell somebody, I realize God loves you, godly one. If you are willing to go all the way with God, favor is on your way. List of Psalms 5:12. Let's read it. For surely, O Lord, say
amen.
Maybe you should tell somebody, you are surrounded with favor.
You are surrounded with favor.
Listen to this. Can you give him the NLT here? For you, bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Now listen to the Message Bible. It's even crazier, but worth reading. You are a famous God for welcoming God seekers, for decking us out in the light. Say amen.
Amen.
Then you say, preacher, how do I know that all this thing you're talking is going to happen? Here come the ice on the cake. Proverbs 10:12. Let's use the King James Version, so that the King James buffers will not be offended. Proverbs 10:12. That's not what I was looking for. What is wrong with this reference here? Verse 24. The fear of the wicked, but the desire of the righteous. How many of you desire to be blessed? Your desire shall be granted.
Amen.
How many of you want to be happy and healthy and wealthy? Your desire shall be granted. The book says here, the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Are you over anytime soon? I know that you're aching to give your testimony. I know that. We're coming there right now. So what's the conclusion of all this tonight? Brothers, I need two brothers to help me here. You're going to take two of this. Adults only, please. You take two. You're going to fill it up. One comes to my office. It's going to be on my safe. And one will go along with you. Don't forget to put your name. And perhaps, you know, make your name very easy to understand. Why you do this? Well, the reason we do this, the Bible says, for the lack of vision, people perish. This is a way to help you to envision what you want God to accomplish in your life in 2014. Then you can pray about it. And then you can keep track and keep tab with God. Hey, Lord, this is what we want. And as you can see in this beautiful flyer, on the front of it has our new sanctuary and our new parking lot. Inside you have the BCFC goals for 2014. I was talking to Jesus. I asked, can we have a shorter list this year? Sure. And this is what I was given to share with you. And then you have space on the other side where you can share your personal goals. Nobody will peep through it. Nobody will look through it. It will be on my safe until December 2014, when we're going to be on the next building with 500 people shouting to the Lord. Amen. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Let me go quickly over this thing here. If you notice, there's a scripture in front of that bulletin, of that report. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Because He does. Because He did. So, in our goals as a community, what we would call corporate goals, our goal number one is and will always be, we want to get closer to God. This will never change. As long as I am alive and I'm in charge, the number one goal for our congregation will always be the same. Getting closer to God. Goal number two, inauguration at March or April, the 27th, 2014. Number three, I want to bring four renowned guest speakers to share with you. Like who? Sid Roth is one of them. We are working on Norval Hayes to come, Marilyn Hickey, and we want to see if we can get Jesse to come at least for two nights. Jesse the Plains. Goal number four, 100 new souls brought into the kingdom of God. Number five, three biblical fasts and two vigils. And finally, number six, new outlet of BCFC. What do you mean? I don't know, Burtonsville Christian Faith Center? Or Lutherville Christian Faith Center? I don't know. Westminster Christian Faith Center? Glen Burnie Christian Faith Center? I don't know. Amen. But the goal is to have one new outlet in 2014. And you know what? I think God will do it. God will do it. God always wants us to give something for Him to work with. I look at these chairs, pull it over, flip upside down, saw the name of the manufacturer, the chair model and whatnot. The factory went out of business. But I could find the chair in a website. Same size, same height, same color, same everything. The price of a chair was $99. Well, I don't have a place to keep the chairs. But I said, Lord, you know, I'm going to show you that I believe that we're going to be inaugurating very soon. I went online and said, I'm going to buy 80 chairs. So I'm looking, that's, you know, $99.95. That's $8,000. Plus the $400 to ship, we're looking at $8,400. And I was excited about this. Got my credit card. I'm on the internet. Put in the order for 80 chairs. When checkout comes out, the computer went cuckoo and it started moving numbers. And instead of charging me $8,400, it charged me $29.95. Are y'all listening to what I said? Instead of $8,000, we paid $2,995 plus the $400 freight. So we spent $3,400 instead of $8,400. Say amen.
Amen.
They are already in the sanctuary waiting to be assembled. Are you with me here? There's a breakthrough on the making to each one of you. And I wish you would believe it with me. So, why don't you just put your name on this, fill in your goals for 2014, and then we'll collect it. You keep one, and I will have the other one.